Welcome to the Chopping Beef Show, Debauchery Edition. It is me, hosted by me, Casey the Beef Cregan, coming to you live from Mom's Basement, joined as always by my normal cast of cronies, JJ in Tampa, surprisingly in Tampa, and Zach Locks Parker. This is week number 28 of the Chopping Beef Show. Welcome in. We're glad to have you. Week number 28 of the college football season, and I don't know if you're good at math like I am, but I don't think that there's any college football games this weekend. However, there is still news, and obviously if you're a regular at this show, you realize that, you know, maybe we haven't really been talking too much college football. We let JJ find some crazy things on the interwebs, and Locks always has a great stat for us, so we're looking forward to that. Not really sure where this show's going to go tonight. We did have an eating thing again this week for the show. The show, all three of us, well, at least two of us, tried the new donut chicken sandwich from Kentucky Fried Chicken, so that's something that should be fun to talk about. As always, I'm sure we'll talk about the Shamrock Shake. And it's 80s night. The boys don't know it, and they won't hear it during the show. But it'll be nice to surprise them, so you'll know it before they do. 80s night here on the Chopping Beef Show. Enjoy the show. Coming up next.
It's a constant. It's like the North Star. It's always going to be there.
What is this headline I'm seeing? Clemson signee picks MLS over kicking for Dabo. See that?
Yeah, I got it.
It's called pay. It's called getting paid.
Oh yeah.
We didn't lose a kicker per se. He's a neighbor of Dabo Swinney. So welcome to the show. We'll get into this story first here.
Oh, okay.
We had a little expose Seasons Change to come in through the show. I don't know if you know that song, but if you do know the song, why? If you don't know the song, congratulations. Dabo lost a recruit today, one of the very few decommits he's ever had, and it was actually a soccer player. It was the number one recruit in the country for soccer, but it's like Dabo's neighbor. So I think he went to Daniel or one of those, but he's been in this academy soccer forever. He actually, I think, lived in Dallas doing the academy. So they basically, nowadays, these MLS teams have these academies. So it's like a school. You go to school for a couple, 3 hours a day, and then you play soccer for the rest of your life. And then with hopes that you eventually land on their team. Well, anyway, long story short, he came home and signed with Clemson. And Dabo said he's going to kick for me because this guy can go 60 yards left or right footed.
What?
Yeah. And had never kicked a football before, ever.
But is that still called ambidextrous?
Yeah, I mean, something like that.
I mean, albino. Because you're albino.
No, wrong A word, sorry.
How about asshole?
They're all A words. Every one of them.
Albino.
I was kidding.
Oh, well, that makes it worse.
Yeah, worse that you didn't get it.
Yeah, well, no, yeah, I didn't hear the tones.
Starting off,
that's how Locks is
that's
a concept.
What we do. That's what we do at this show.
Yeah.
Start off what? With a bang.
That's crazy.
Speaking
man.
Of, speaking of banging, never mind. I'm joking.
Jesus. Yeah, so it is crazy. I saw that come out today, and of course, you know, the Twitterverse is like, "Oh, see, Dabo's losing players," and it's like, "Come on, guy, really? Like, read up a little bit, do a little right. bit of research on this thing." But yeah, it's a big loss for Clemson soccer, to be honest with you. But
right,
he ain't scraping for kickers like Alabama. I mean, hell.
No, but that's what I was thinking too. One of Winfield's old boys, BT Potter, is the kicker at Clemson, and I think that he probably had a huge sigh of relief that he's going to actually be able to play next year.
That's right. This kid looks like he was pretty legit from what I'm reading. Jeez, oh man.
There's video out there. So, I said before he's never kicked a football before. That's not true. He hadn't kicked in a game before, but they had him on. They had him like from the 50-yard line. He was clearing this thing like it was nothing. And then he would switch to the left foot and do the same thing. So, But
that's crazy.
Playing soccer my whole life, you have to, and one of the reasons why I wasn't good is that you have to play with both feet and
your head,
and you gotta run,
and you gotta run a lot, and
you can't put the weight of that head forward too much.
No, because then you fall, and it's not good.
Right,
but it does do well on corner kicks, because that one year I did have 11 header goals when I was being paid. So technically, I was a professional before I even entered college. So I was just I got $5 a goal as a 10-year-old.
Hitman.
For every header.
Nice.
Yeah, I had $55.
Do you realize we have started off the show
that was my
talking about a kicker?
That's what we've become. It's week number 28.
It's a big deal. It's the only deal. I'm sorry.
Huh?
Well, we have that or the Georgia player getting arrested. I mean, but that is like water is wet.
No, let's go here, though. Okay, other big news.
Yeah.
Scott Cochran, the Alabama strength coach, moved to the University of Georgia. We could go from kickers to strength coaches moving.
Boom.
Big move.
Huge. Game changer.
What's going on with Weber State women's rugby? I haven't checked that out yet. What's Shout the girls out. Doing?
Well, speaking of Weber State, let's go into that, all right? Because we are helter skelter. There's no outline, no nothing in these off weeks. We have no idea what the hell's going on.
Getting used to it.
But speaking of Weber State, because
we've done this for half a year.
JJ, you got a new follow this week on the Instagram, on the gram.
On the JJ and Tampa gram. We got a new friend of the show, guys.
I love it.
Yes.
I love it.
And we're waiting to see what he does. He said he would, but we have the walk-on quarterback for your Washington State Cougars.
I love it.
As a new friend of the show.
What's his name?
I don't remember. What is it?
Oh, come on. You guys are boys, obviously.
Well, I mean, yeah, but what? Will Kellerman, was that it?
Yeah, I think so. It's Will.
Yeah, it's Will. Hey, Will. Shout out to you, buddy. Hold on. I'm looking.
You should probably have his name.
I wasn't prepared.
I mean.
He's a 19-year-old kid.
Once again, water is wet.
Okay. You got me. Hold on. Here we go.
Isn't it like Ellerbeck or something like that?
It's something like that. Hold on. They don't alphabetize this crap.
We can't.
Dude, just look on the text message you sent us.
Shit. I forgot about that, too. Technology screws me up, man.
Every time.
Hey, you like that gif about the chimp I sent you all? Don't bitch. you know, showing a chimp doing the thoughts of prayer.
Himself.
Yeah. And you like my shamrock shake freaking post and stuff.
I didn't Hold like up. Any of it.
Shut up. You laughed your ass off.
I laughed my ass off at the chimp.
Yeah, the chimp was pretty good. Hold on. I'm getting there.
Still waiting?
No, keep talking. I'll interrupt you.
Who's the coach at Washington State now? Who took over?
I don't know. It's not the pirate.
And you were sure to tell him that, too, as if he didn't know.
Yeah, I did tell him. It's like, hey, we're going to miss the pirate, but you're with us, buddy. Will Heckman, welcome to the show, buddy.
He's turned it off by now.
Listen, you're 19. You shouldn't have an ego just yet.
He doesn't. He came over from. Hold on, I'm waiting. I can't even do it. He came over from a JUCO. He's from Seattle area.
Yeah.
He went to New Mexico for a little bit, for a minute. Then he went to a JUCO, and he's now gonna battle for a starting role in the air raid offense that may not be the air raid offense anymore.
Yeah, anymore, right?
Yeah, it will.
He apparently runs a lot, too. I did some research on Mr. Heckman.
Did you?
Yeah, so it's a little bit different than what they're used to out there in Pullman, Washington. But we shall see, and we're glad to have him as a friend of the show. And my apologies. If I knew what I was doing, I probably would be able to edit most of that out. But I don't know what I'm doing, so it won't be edited.
Attaboy. Nice.
That was a good minute wasted.
We waste did you
remember his name, Locks?
Every Thursday.
I had Will.
You
was. Because my son's name's Will, so it was pretty easy.
Okay. It was the last name that kind of threw us off.
Yeah.
We got it. I don't know. Hey, good luck, Will Heckman. Let's go.
Let's go. All right, so, well, that's it, I guess.
No. All right, so we're out of topics?
LFG, Will Heckman.
So, yeah, so we're happy to have him again. I'll say that 3 or 4 times until we can move on.
Back to Weber State women's rugby.
Well, that's what it got me, because they're the other follow. So yeah. We were very happy to, you know, we're trying to slowly, very slowly grow our social media.
Like a glacier. Yeah.
Well, yeah.
I think our guy in Savannah forgot about us too. So,
You know,
all these kids, these millennials, they don't want to work. You know,
well, they probably want to make money, and which we're not going to pay. So,
not yet.
Yeah, that's usually a thing too.
Well, when we get to the Ocho, we'll be able to pay some, couple 50, 75 bucks.
Maybe give them some directions.
Yeah, you know. Give him a couple, you know, Friday's coupons or something like that. You know,
I listen to some of these other podcasts, and they're really, really pretty good. And they all have, like, you know, a through line and a story to tell. And then I get a call and say, hey, you guys want to do a show on Thursday night? And I'm like, yeah, let's do the show. And then we come down to the microphone. I come to Mom's basement and just wing it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
How many times am I going to say you know?
Hell yeah, it shows, too.
You know?
Well, now that we don't have our... Now that we're out of season, it's a little tough. But you know what we will talk about? I did just think of something. Last week, we talked about the Shamrock Shake. And then we talked about mayonnaise that's been the common theme.
That's a theme,
That's been the common theme.
That's a constant.
One thing that came out this week that I was excited about and immediately went to was the donut chicken sandwich. I don't know why I felt like chest pains last night in my sleep. I have no clue why.
Hey, let me ask, did you get the sandwich or did you get the...
No, because of my dumbass, but I made it a sandwich, but my dumbass didn't see the sign that was next to the cash register, because on the menu itself, it only had the basket or something like that. So I got the 2 donut basket and 3 chicken tenders, and I put 2 of the chicken tenders on... Between the buns, if you will.
2 donuts. Yeah.
The 2 donuts,
buns, and ate it that way. And it was the messiest thing. I was...
You need a power wash after you're done.
I was licking glaze off of my heel of my shoe, you know.
It did not look pleasant driving.
Are you driving while you're eating yours?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You can't do that. See, they said to...
Well, I didn't know.
For here to go. And I was like, are you kidding me with this mess?
I thought Taco Bell was the most unsafe food to eat while driving.
This takes the cake.
This is a new challenge. Well, quite new honestly, challenge.
I mean, life on the road, I tend to eat in the car, even if I stop at a place. I don't usually, actually, truth be told, go to through a drive-thru like, you know, Lox does with every Chick-fil-A. I'll go in, and then I come out, and I eat it in my car. So in this particular situation, I was actually smart enough to think, don't eat it in your car. Eat it inside. And I had probably 37 napkins. I was licking my
fingers. I wish I had 37 napkins.
You're the guy afterwards that's like the hobo, like washing your whole body in the sink in the bathroom. The streets.
Yeah. And then the corona, you know, we got corona out there, so you don't want to be that.
I looked awful. I can put it in so many words. Prison rape, molested in a clown car. It was awful.
Our audience is smart enough to realize that you're talking about...
I really don't know if they are.
Semen.
I mean, wait a minute.
We got it.
Yeah.
It was
awful. It was awful.
I didn't try it. I bowed out of this one.
And that's
I don't
okay.
know what it is.
That's okay.
What?
I know. Yeah. My bad. I think I was the suggester, too, wasn't I?
I saw that thing, and I was ready to go.
I came close twice to pulling a trigger on. I was like, you know what? I think I'll have to go home if I eat that for lunch. And I had too much work to do, so I just...
So nope, you're gonna try it this weekend?
No, I don't think so. Yeah.
You can't bail out like this.
It looks... See, I don't eat sugar. Like, I drink Pepsi. That's as much sugar as I get in my diet at any time. And that's it. So if I eat, like, a donut, I don't feel great. If I eat 2 donuts with a fried piece of chicken in the middle, I might literally just spin out of control. I don't know what's going
to
happen.
I will probably puke just everywhere. Listening to you right there. I wish I was kidding.
I was seeing spots 20 minutes later when I ate that.
You know, and here's my review.
Like, fireflies.
I'm going to give my review.
Yeah, okay.
I enjoyed it. However, the donut wasn't the best.
No.
How many stars would you give it?
I'd give it out of what? Five?
Yeah, five stars.
A 3.5.
Yeah?
A 3.5. It was enjoyable, but it wasn't like the greatest thing I've ever put in my mouth.
So were these Krispy Kremes or were they like Dunkin'?
See, that's what I think that's where my ranking comes in, because I wanted it to be a Krispy Kreme.
Krispy Kreme donuts are superior to Dunkin' Donuts. Let's just not even have a debate here. Let's not even have a debate.
Whoa.
Nope.
Yeah, there's no question.
There's no question.
They actually make them fresh and stuff. Dunkin' Donuts is there from 3 o'clock in the morning till
And they microwave them.
Three
and shit.
Thursdays from now. Mm-hmm. And I enjoyed Dunkin' Donuts. But
I love Dunkin'.
You don't go. That's why it's called Dunkin' now. You're not going there for the donuts anymore.
That's true. Yeah. But they've always been Dunkin' Donuts. But now they're just trying to live up to their name. But see, Locke, your problem. I thought Krispy Kreme is always too sweet. I can't do it. Yeah.
But that's what I wanted it to be. Too crispy. If it was two Krispy Kreme donuts between this chicken or chicken between this two, whatever.
Yeah.
It would have been a game changer. Probably would have been 110 out of 5.
All right. How about this? What if it was a thinner Dunkin' Donut, still glazed, and not running all over your face and sleeves?
See, I enjoyed the running.
You enjoyed the running?
You kept on running for 24 hours back and forth to the toilet.
Yeah. And actually, behind this, I was just playing I Run So Far Away by Flock of Seagulls.
You should have. What was that movie? The guys running on the beach back in the 80s?
Almost Fire?
Something like that. Yeah.
Chariots of Fire.
Chariots of Fire, yeah.
Coming at you shortly.
Flock of Seagulls made an appearance?
Flock of Seagulls.
Well, what I didn't tell
you. Albino's the Flock of Seagulls.
I wasn't going to tell you. And, you know, I'm not the best producer. And, you know, last week I tried to do something where I tried to put the music underneath us, and it didn't. It sounded like JJ just had his music running, which is, I've accepted that that's what it's going to sound like. So I apologize to you out there. I'm still going to throw some music in there every once in a while. This week I called it 80s week, so I was trying to find some really bad 80s music. And I mean, did I say bad? I meant really good 80s music. So I played Seasons of Change by Exposé to open up, which is awesome if you've never heard it. Don't start now. And then I played Flock of Seagulls. So I have 80s day. I was trying to just surprise you guys when you listen back to the show.
See, I'm infamous for some people think that I was in a coma or asleep during the 80s, because I know like about two groups from the 80s. I don't like NXS. That's about as far as I get.
So you
straight 90s guy.
You
90s
are
not rap.
A 90s guy, but even in the 80s, you were still doing the alternative stuff.
Oh yeah.
But the Clash and the Cure and Violent Femmes.
My problem is my dad.
That one song.
That one album.
Beef had a paper route when we were kids. My dad worked like 78 jobs, and it was crazy. Mostly being a teacher.
Try to pay for the goddamn grocery bill, you fat bastard.
I wasn't.
Oh my goodness.
What?
But anyway. I do have Chariots of Fire going underneath it. Talking about my dad back in the day. But he had a paper route, so we would help him, of course. Basically, we did the paper route. And he would always play this station, 97.1 WYNY, back in the day. And it was like, it was 70s, 80s music, mostly 80s, because that's when I was a kid. So I grew up on the 80s music. I love Pink Floyd. I love the Eagles.
Yeah. That's
I love
70s.
Steve Miller.
70s.
I love 70s.
70s. Yeah.
I listen to 80s 70s. On 8 at all times of the day when I'm not listening to Dan Levitard.
You too.
because, well, quite honestly, that 1 o'clock hour now, you know, I like the Jason Fitz guy, but I'm just not down with the 1 o'clock hour anymore.
No.
I listen to nothing but podcasts. I haven't listened to the radio in months. As a matter of fact, how about what?
Hockey? Got something on, yes.
See, of course, the Rangers.
Are they down 1-0?
That's a segue. How about this? Smooth segue. So one of the podcasts I listened to last week got a new producer. Okay, oh, yeah. And he was introducing himself to the show. They actually have a live person that just produces the show.
Wow.
It's a pretty big operation. It's
weird.
But he introduced himself, and he is one of the best acronyms of all time, which we're all familiar with now, but I wasn't at the time. An EBUG, emergency backup goalie for the Rangers.
Very cool.
He is. So I was like, what is this whole thing? So I kind of did a little research on it, right? Mm-hmm. And then look what happens. Lo and behold, the guy comes in the Carolina Hurricanes
Ayers.
Game.
Ayers.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, shuts, stones the Leafs in the third quarter.
Well, hold on.
Period. Third period.
Wait, he gave up two goals on
back to back. Bam, bam.
Third period.
Yeah. 8 for 10, though. He said he was shaking like a leaf out there. David Ayers is the guy's name.
What a great story.
It's fantastic.
It's going to be a movie.
Did you hear how
Zamboni driver.
So he comes out. He's a Zamboni driver.
No,
he's
not. No, he's not.
He was.
But what it?
Go ahead.
Okay.
He used to play college hockey, but then had to quit because he had a kidney transplant, I think.
Yes.
But then just goes and works at the arena. Zamboni driver. Came out in the Hurricanes jersey, but had the... Who were they playing?
Toronto Maple Leafs.
Had their helmet on, though, because they didn't have one that fit his head.
Wow.
It was a Toronto Marlies, which is the minor league.
That's what it was. Yeah, league. Marlies.
Because he'd done this before, and he skated with the Marlies. Yeah.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, does he have a big dome, or does he have a little dome?
I don't know what it was. It didn't fit him. So he only had one that fit him. So that's what he wore. Yeah, it went 8 for 10. Yeah. Pretty cool, though. He, you know, and then they show him afterwards and came in. They showered him with, like, beer or drinks or whatever in the locker room. And
well, apparently they paid him too. Now the team didn't. The players did.
Really?
Yeah. Awesome.
Why didn't the team pay him?
They don't have to. It's a voluntary thing.
It's a volunteer. Yeah.
Yeah.
And how shitty is that? He got you the game.
At every single game, there is an EBUG on standby
for both teams.
And this is, like, true story. And I think the last time it happened was 2014, maybe, or 17, something like that.
Didn't get this pub, man.
No. And then it was just so crazy that I just found out about it. And literally, it was like 3 days later, this guy goes into the game and it happens. It's awesome. And now do you see what the NHL, you see this headline?
No.
They're talking about getting rid of them, stopping all EBUGs and finding some way around it. Something about injuries or something, or it's the pay, I think is what it is. So. But, yeah, I mean, how are you going to ruin a cool story like this? But I just thought it was pretty crazy how, like, I had never heard of it before. I'm not, obviously, a huge hockey fan, but I just thought it was really interesting that this is really a thing. You know, each team only carries two goalies, and they both got hurt early, too, because did he play two periods or a period and a half?
Yeah, the second period.
Yeah.
And then the whole third period. So pretty interesting, pretty cool. But fortunately, the Hurricanes had a 6-1 lead, I think, and it ended up being 6-3. But a pretty awesome story, though. I mean, it really was a big headline grabber, but it's just strange that it was so big, and then all of a sudden the NHL is talking about the owners' meetings are next week, and they're talking about getting rid of the stuff.
Yeah.
I thought that's just typical sports crap. Let there be fun. Let there be fun.
No.
Let any league get involved for fun.
Ruin it.
Did you hear?
Well, matter of fact, there's the commissioners now.
Right. Sorry.
Did you happen to see or hear about his wife on Twitter?
Huh?
She went from like 37 followers to over 17,000 followers in a night because when he was put in, her tweet was "fuck me."
That will not get any woman attention.
She was like, well, that was more out of
I'm
fear.
Surprised. Yeah.
She said, the Scotiabank Arena is a pretty lonely place when you're watching the game on your own. And then said, I'm the happiest, proudest woman. My human got to live out his ultimate dream.
pretty awesome.
So how cool is that?
Yeah, she went from like zero followers to, yeah, to like.
It's the Rudy story, but in pro hockey.
It's got Disney movie all over it.
Oh, all over it.
Come on, Disney Plus special.
And Disney won't pay that schmuck either.
Yeah. What a mess. Oh, jeez. That was pretty cool.
That was pretty cool. It's a great story. Yeah. And probably it's probably something that has happened before. However, with the age of social media and, having all that now, and even hockey's getting love, and the Rangers are down 2-0, so I might just end this right now.
What's your hey? Come on, give us a commentary on how you would announce a Rangers game.
No,
it's the greatest thing ever.
No,
it's fantastic.
He just stares intensely at the television. Looks like he's going.
We just had two dudes literally just run into each other at the blue line.
What's the problem?
Yeah.
This team is hot, and not tonight. Anyway, what else we got going on? I teased at the open that Lox would save us with a stat of the week because he always has one. Please, for the love of Pete, have a stat tonight.
I'm ready when you are. You tell me when you're ready.
I'm ready. I'm ready for it.
I'm gonna go right back into Old Faithful, the Astros.
All right.
Right. You ready, JJ?
I'm
stealing this from our hero Scott Van Pelt, but he was talking about this the other day in the World Series, playing against Clayton Kershaw.
Yes,
Kershaw threw 51 breaking balls and one of the best breaking pitches in baseball.
Yep.
Not one Astros player swung at a breaking ball.
That's a big thing in baseball, the swing and miss. It's like a stat now too. Like get your swings and misses.
I mean, and how intense is that?
How many Cy Youngs is there?
He's got a bunch.
I saw it came from Tom Verducci, but
Van Pelt was talking about, but it's just Verducci was the one. It tracked all the pitches in the World Series, and it's always when the Astros were at home is when these crazy things were going on. But dude, his breaking pitch is just
filthy.
Gravity defying. It just drops like a rock.
It's one of like the few true
12-6. Yeah. Normally you come across at an angle, you know, but geez, oh man. Everyone they laid off of. Amazing.
You know,
I'm so tired of these conspiracy theories
about the Houston Astros. What a bunch of bullshit. Except for not swinging yet, 52 breaking balls against one of the best ball pitchers.
I do wish that he, and he probably has, and he probably will, or Kirkjian will, look at another game where Kershaw pitches and see how many swings and misses he gets, just to see how big, because I think in my mind that's a huge number, right? 51 pitches, no swings and misses. Let's see him throw another game where he's around that 50 mark and what the swings and misses are. I bet you're closing in on about 22.
Mm-hmm.
So you're looking at about 40% and then all of a sudden dropping 40 percentage points.
I wonder if Kershaw noticed, you know?
Those pitchers are neurotic. You know they noticed.
Yeah, and like some shit's going on here. They haven't even swung one, you know?
Think about this. Average starting pitcher throws 100 pitches. Over half his pitches were not swung at.
Yeah. Yeah.
And what, and three Cy Youngs, and all the Astros are just sitting and waiting?
You'll never get a comment out of Kershaw either, because he's about as classy as they come.
Game or two.
Yeah, he is. You know, that bent him out of shape. Gosh, that's crazy. I heard that about blew my mind.
If he didn't know, he's probably had to have been coming in the dugout going, what the hell?
Yeah.
Well, we always know about the Kershaw curse in the playoffs, and he faced other teams other than the Astros. But, you know, everyone always said, maybe he's targeting his pitches and, you know. Tipping his pitches, all that stuff. But with this situation, that's insanity.
Yep. Yeah. I mean, they couldn't even cheat right. You're supposed to swing it like 10 of them, but not make it obvious. You know?
At the time, who's going to question it?
That's true, though. But like, you know, if you're going, it's like cheating on a test. You know, which I would never know how to do that. But if I did. and had all the answers, you got to keep it over 90, right? But
that's right.
You can't get 100. If your average was like 62, you're going to raise some red flags.
It's like the scene in Animal House. These guys gave the same answers. Those assholes. So
crazy.
It's nuts. I mean, they're still not going to strip them.
No.
Yep. Whatever. They're not.
Seven. Hit batsmen.
I was going to bring it up.
In the first how many games?
Five. Just waving the middle finger right at Rob Manfred. I don't care what you say there, buddy. We're still going to police it ourselves.
I've got a feeling this is just going to go on to spring training and maybe a third of the season. Unless it's only going to be away games. That's for sure.
Yeah. I don't know, man. Depends on the axe they want to grind. These guys, I've read a lot of books on baseball, and like especially with pitchers, they have memories for years.
Talking
about like 15 years later, someone's going to plunk someone. I remember back in 86, you stared at a home run too long. You know, all their stupid rules. And all this. They're not going to forget anything that any of the Astros have done. Yeah. They are marked men for baseball life.
Here's something to talk about that may eat up some minutes. You remember back in the day when Brian McCann, who's a catcher, played for Atlanta. He was very big on guys not pimping home runs, running around the bases at a normal clip.
Still drives me nuts.
He was on this Astros team.
Who did he play for? Yeah.
He played for a few teams.
Right, but he was on this Astros team in 2017.
He was.
According to Mike Fiers, he actually was trying to stop it, but they basically like strong-armed him.
And wow.
McCann's or Fiers?
They strong-armed McCann.
Really?
Yeah. Why do you add an S to everyone's name?
I look at him as plural. I don't know.
Charm.
That is charm. I love it.
It's fantastic.
It is great. McCann's.
Why are you an asshole? I mean, it's just the way it goes.
Sometimes there's just no answer to questions. I get it.
It just rolls off the tongue. I don't know.
Hey, there's no problem with it. I literally have zero.
Are you sure? You're not, being a little picky up.
No, I mean, I'm being an asshole, which is what I was called out for, and that's, boom, we're good.
Right. good job, Beefs. Let's go.
There can't be two of me, man.
No, you're just two people.
There pretty much is already another me.
Uh-oh. Lox is locked.
He's locked.
He's frozen on.
Awesome.
See, Lox has got an S.
He's laughing, though.
Yeah, it's a good look. That might be his funeral picture. Oh, he's back! Shit. So.
Is it over?
Yeah, love is a battlefield. Yeah. Love is a battlefield.
Pat Benatar, 1980s. You loved her.
We are strong! You leave this
I like Shadows of the Night. Sing that one.
What else you got, man?
I don't know anything else. I'm done.
We got college basketball tonight.
Yeah, we do have college basketball. We can actually, because, I do like college sports more than anything in this world. College basketball is back. Clemson did another Clemson the other day, because that's what I've been watching mostly.
Oh, why?
ACC. Well, because they were hot again, and they sucked me back in.
Because all the good teams play in the ACC, except Clemson.
14-12. They sucked me in, thinking that they were back. They beat Louisville. They beat Duke. They beat North Carolina at North Carolina, still undefeated at Chapel Hill in the 2020s. And they blow a game to a terrible. This dude from Georgia Tech, Alvarado or Almato or something, he fell on his elbow, basically shattering his elbow. Mm-hmm. Gets back up because the play continued. Catches a ball, shoots a three because Clemson basketball.
That's right.
Hits the three. Then he goes in and gets
with that same arm.
No, well, it was his left arm, but he needed needed it to catch the ball, and then to his form to shoot. He didn't shoot one handed. but then couldn't lift his arm. That's like the old joke my dad used to say. Yesterday I could lift my arm this high, and he would literally lift his arm all the way up, and then he would say, today I can't even lift it.
Nice. Nice.
That's how it felt.
That was not good.
Way to add to the conversation.
Good job, Locks.
I got nothing.
You got nothing.
I like your dad. He's a great man.
Yeah. He plays
some wow, good, what a suck up.
Some what good what, a, what he a suck. He doesn't suck up anymore, you know?
Tom is great.
What else you got, JJ?
When does basketball end?
March.
What do you mean?
April. First March. Weekend.
No, I'm talking about, okay, the regular season. Is it Saturday?
Some conferences will start their conference tournament next week, and then
tournaments are start Tuesday.
The bigger conferences are the week after.
Yeah,
week after. So they're
like
week
in
off.
The 10, 11, 12, 13 area.
I'm just trying to figure out. I got to start getting my money together for my pools.
Yeah.
Well, oh, okay. Yeah, that's important.
Locks.
You are locks.
Yeah, they're going to come back into play maybe a couple weeks.
Yeah, locks. You're going to go chalk.
Got a rally. Well, what is chalk? Chalk's not a thing this year.
Rock
because
chalk.
It's going to be it's crazy that any. I bet anybody in the top probably
15.
Eight seeds in each bracket could win the whole damn thing. It's so crazy. I mean, you're looking at a pile of teams that can just come out of nowhere. I mean, it is a mess. It's hard to even pick someone right now. I thought Duke was the team. What the hell? They shit the bed to Wake the other night. Jeez.
Yeah, lead them by 30.
Yeah,
no, they beat them by 30 last game.
Yeah, double OT loss.
Yeah,
so
that was
this good. Past weekend, number one, number two, and number four lost.
Yeah, but you know, Wake always has a surprising decent team. I mean, good team.
No.
So they used the past two
when
weeks,
we were in
five
school,
years.
Tim,
5 years.
Tim Duncan was there.
They do have a Childress on the team, and yeah. I think that's a necessity. They had Randolph Childress, who's now coaching, and they have this other Childress guy who's awesome. Scored like 40 the other night. Hit the three to tie it. They were down. Wake was down by a good clip with under 2 minutes left. I think they were down 7.
Mm-hmm.
With under 2 minutes left, they had to hit a three. They had to have a stop, and they got a steal, and then hit a three to go to overtime, and they did, and then double overtime, which after the first overtime, I watched it, and I thought to myself, there's no chance Wake wins this. There was like 6 dudes that were fouled out, 2 on Wake, 4 on Duke. I was playing. I was about to suit up for Duke, I think.
It's strange.
You'd look good in Duke colors. No. Yeah, wearing the Duke uni.
You think?
You'd be proud. You've been proud.
D-O-O-K.
That's right.
Dookie.
Wow.
That's how I spell it.
How can you all hate Duke?
How can you like Duke?
I just, you know, you never see him getting in trouble. That's why, you know, I'm okay with him. I don't hate him. I just don't. I'm not. I mean, if they're playing against North Carolina, I'm definitely going for Duke.
It's like liking the Yankees or the Cowboys or the
Rangers or
any team LeBron's on.
Yeah, that's true. Except Cleveland, right?
Right. Yeah, that's
different. Yeah, Cleveland's okay, right?
Completely different.
Yeah. No, I just always seen with Duke, I never had anything against him because I always thought they did it the right way. And that's why I don't have a problem with it.
I would trust Mike Krzyzewski more if he'd stop dyeing his hair. It's just awkward. I mean,
how's that guy doing anything?
He's old. It's not jet black anymore. It can't be. I mean, sure stop using the shoe polish. It's ridiculous.
He's the Dick Clark of freaking college basketball.
Hey, it just makes me not want to trust him.
So you're saying you dislike everybody that's a champion?
Yeah. Who, me?
I grew up a Cleveland fan of everything, you know. I mean, clearly, I don't understand what a champion.
They made the movie Major League about Cleveland. They didn't pick Houston.
And,
they didn't pick
and
Milwaukee.
And Joe Boo was great.
You gotta root for the underdog.
True story is the Cubs rejected that offer in the movie. It was gonna be the Cubs. That's a true story.
We needed the money.
It worked. It worked great for Cleveland, though. I mean, hell,
that was great.
It was fantastic.
Matter. They didn't film half of it, Cleveland, anyway.
Yeah, it was filmed in Milwaukee.
Yeah, the second movie was Baltimore. It's like, God.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's
like, wait, obvious. That's not Camden Yards at all.
Mm-mm.
In the second.
When they were filming it, it was probably too cold to film in Cleveland.
I think the stars refused to go to Cleveland.
Yeah, it could be too.
You know, that was it. I mean, except, you know, Euchre, he'd been there tons of times, so yeah. It was no big deal.
Definitely.
So, do we talk about that 3-1 lead? What?
Nothing like dead air.
What? Well, let it out. Feel good. Get those oppressed feelings out.
I always feel good when you don't bring it up.
Well, you had it, except for God came in and gave a rain delay.
All right.
What?
That's boring.
It's not boring. The Cubs winning World Series is never boring.
How about the big fight? How about the big fight this weekend?
Was it?
Did anybody watch it?
Did you rent it, JJ?
I did not. I'm glad I didn't. I like the excuse 4 days later about his
the weight of the costume.
The weight, the 45-pound weight of the costume, affected his legs.
Like 240-pound man can't walk from the back to the front with 40 pounds on him. Please.
Have you seen his legs? He skips leg day.
He does kind of skip leg day.
Fury. I mean, he's awkward. He doesn't look like he's in shape. Fury's legs look like he doesn't go on leg day.
He's much more in shape than he used to be. Did you see the old?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. Before and after.
It reminds me of that one guy from Mike Tyson's Punch-Out, the big fat guy.
But now,
King Hippo.
King Hippo. That's it.
That's what he looked like. Yeah.
He dominated the fight, though.
That's what it looked like.
You know, from what I watched. And, you know, I talked to a boxing guy, and he said, you know, he's the same style as the Klitschko's. He is, and that off balances the power hitters.
Yeah. I heard it was pretty gross. So when he whacked him in the ear, and like blood's trickling out of his freaking ear.
He exploded his eardrum.
Oh.
Yeah.
And one of the things about when you explode an eardrum is you lose equilibrium.
Yeah.
So he's saying this thing about the suit made him not
be on legs.
What they call it. Yeah. Doesn't have his legs under him.
Yeah.
Had nothing to do with a bursted eardrum.
Nah.
That can't feel good either.
No.
No, that's a good headache.
But those guys are running on so much adrenaline and cocaine and, you know, what?
Hookers and blow.
It's cockfighting. It's human cockfighting.
It is. There's no doubt about it. Yeah.
And like I was talking to this guy who knows boxing pretty well, and he said he thought, even though as chiseled as Wilder was, he thought he was too skinny for the fight to handle Fury's kind of weight on top of him or leaning on top of him. And
35 pounds heavier, wasn't he, or something like that? It was 30-something. Fury was heavier than Wilder.
He was also like 6 inches taller.
Yeah. This is
but I mean, at least 4 or 5. So, I mean, you know, when you're hitting up, that's a workout while you're getting pounded.
Yeah.
And then not having a little bit of flab on you to, like Fury did, to absorb the blows. Just, you know, 7 rounds. I hope there's a 3. I hope
there
is.
There will
They've
be,
already,
yeah.
He already, Wilder has already enacted
exercised
his option on the claws. Well, yep.
And I guess, you know, Fury seems like a decent guy. I got nothing against him. You know, Gypsy King. I was a Wilder fan, but then when the excuses came out, I was like, oh, dude, come on.
Yeah, come on. It was a fight.
You're better than this.
What happened in the first one? It says controversial. I don't know. I didn't catch that one.
Yeah, Wilder knocked him down twice, I believe.
Yeah, but that's what he did.
Fury
had the whole
fight, basically. He was winning most of the rounds.
Yeah.
And there was one judge that rated it, scored it 111-111.
Yeah, that's what happened. One judge scored it for Wilder, another judge scored it for Fury, and then the one judge called it a complete tie.
And
that was it. I was like, okay.
So what would they give it? Did they just give it a tie?
It was a draw.
Wow. Yeah.
That's fair.
That was their only blemish on each one of their records was they were both undefeated.
With the one draw.
So, yeah, it was. I heard a lot of the highlights and watched a lot of the coverage after the fight. Like I said, it was just. It sounded like Fury just dominated.
Yeah, beat the snot out of him. That's crazy.
Yeah, well, they threw in the towel. So
yeah, his corner
threw in the towel.
Yeah,
and he wasn't happy about it.
No,
Wilder was not happy about it. But I heard it on numerous shows and numerous talking heads. And I'd be lying to you if I said I was a fight, you know, any knowledgeable about fighting or podcast.
We're pros.
But he's saying that basically he was saving Wilder from himself because Wilder kept saying, I want to die on my shield. I want to go down on my shield. But
yeah,
apparently he was saving him from himself.
He would have died on that shield.
It was probably, yeah, even Max Kellerman on ESPN was talking about, you know, you let him die on his shield. And I'm like, wait, hold on a second. I hope he means figuratively dying on his shield because...
Yeah.
It didn't sound good that he actually said, yeah, if he dies in the ring, he dies in the ring.
Yeah, that's not cool.
And I mean, Kellerman does know his boxing.
He does.
I mean, so I can't imagine him actually meaning that. But, I can understand him wanting to stick in because it was, like I said, his biggest pay-per-view boxing fight in 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
It, you know, maybe 7 rounds isn't enough to please the crowd. Let's build it up for the next fight. Let's have a real knockout. I don't know, but...
I mean, I think 7 rounds is pretty solid. But look at some of these, you know, UFC things. Like, look at the last one with, what's his name? Crazy Irishman.
McGregor.
40 seconds? Not even 40 seconds.
Yeah. But that's why boxing is so much different. You don't get to kick with your knees, your legs, you know, kicking when he's down. Right? That's
the
kind of
sweet
stuff.
Science. Better.
Sweet science.
And you got to think, I mean, 7 rounds, even though you get a minute break between each round, you're still getting pounded for 3 minutes.
Oh, yeah.
It may not hit your jaw. It may not hit your gut, but it's hitting your shoulders, your arms, your any part of you.
Your ear.
Your ear. You know, your back of your head.
Yeah, those little jabs that hit and these guys don't move would have me probably 15 rows deep.
It's true.
Have you ever bumped your ear into something? You know, like
oh, that, yeah, it sucks.
It's like I don't know. Oh. Like it burns. Like, imagine you pounded with a fist on your side of your ear.
Yeah,
blowing your eardrum out.
With a 12-ounce weight covering. You know, it's like, ow.
Ow, my ear.
Yeah.
Sympathetic ear pains right now. I'm just talking to y'all.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, boxers are... to me, and Casey and I have talked about this with athletes over here, boxers and hockey players got to be the most well-trained, I think, athletes around today. To me, that's my opinion. That was my opinion. I don't know. I can't remember Casey's opinion, but those guys are just unbelievable.
I don't know, because I was playing, do your ears hang low? Do they wobble to and fro?
Well, welcome back to the show.
Thanks.
Yeah, no problem.
Is that an 80s song?
No.
No, but 90s.
I deviated a little bit.
That'd be really.
I don't know. Trying anything at this point, you know?
I tell you, you're in full participation mode tonight. I'll tell you that.
I am. 2-1 Canadians at the start of the third.
Who is checking out some of this combine coverage?
I heard
pretty exciting stuff.
Are we going on location?
I wish we had money that we could. There is a podcast, and it's actually a pretty big one here in New York City. It's like Tomboy or something, but they follow the Yankees. And this dude sets up outside Steinbrenner Field, like in the woods, sets up a table, has his computer out there, like a portable Wi-Fi. And so I started laughing the other day. I'm like, that could definitely be us. He's got like a tablecloth with his...
Can we pick it? Want me to pick it tomorrow morning? Chopping beef. The real show. Oh, wait. We don't talk baseball.
Nope.
Except for the Astros.
Yep.
Yeah. No wonder we're so fucking popular. Yep, that silence is good. We'll get back to you next week, guys. hope everything's good, and say goodnight, boys.
Well, we're gonna get back to it definitely next week when we or not next week, but when football season starts back up, we'll be right back on it.
All I gotta do is wait until August.
That's it. We're just biding time right now because we were told that we
people have
need
listened
to have
the past 2 weeks of shows and become suicidal.
Last week's first 20 minutes was wonderful.
That was excellent. That was excellent. Yeah. Back the last 40, holy shit. You'd think I was at a funeral.
What do you think this week is going to be like?
Oh, God. That's what I'm saying. We got, man, God.
Just bringing it.
Definitely we need got, to talk I mean, more about the pitching, pitchers and catchers.
Isn't the AVN Awards coming up in Vegas we could talk about? Who's your best performer?
Yeah, we should.
I've been there during it.
How's that really? Been?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, how much did that cost you?
No, like, we were there for a convention for Mrs. Locke's work. Their own little convention.
This is not
Shut
sounding
up.
Bad.
No, she doesn't have anything to do with the porn industry, okay? But we were there for that anyway, and we were, like, walking through the Venetian, and I look up, and there's this, like, sign, and it says, what is the AVN or something like that? Or is some porno Star Awards? I was
porno Oscars.
What? And I was like, oh, wow, they do that here. And I was like, look at the dates. I'm looking at my phone, I'm looking at the dates, looking at my phone, I was like, holy shit, this is happening now. And like literally like at night the people were dressed in very little, let's just say that.
Well, first, okay, did you think the porn Oscars would be in Wichita?
Yeah, exactly. I didn't know
how was Wichita?
Quick
porn,
side story,
the porn Oscars were there, it was great.
Best gaffer Casey Cregan.
We were sitting there, her friend who she worked with, her room was across the hall, and we were like drinking before we went out, and it just had our doors open, and I think we were like literally like back and forth in the hallway, and I look, I hear this like tussle, rumble, something, and I look down the hall, and out of a door falls a naked woman in just stiletto heels, and they were yelling, get up, get back in here, we're filming. And she went back into the room. And I was like, this is great. This is like,
I love Las Vegas.
It's the first time I'd been, great. Too. I was like, I gotta get back here. This is the best place ever.
Once again.
Yep. Vegas.
Lots gets to see a naked chick in stilettos, probably with blow all over her nose.
Yeah.
I get rejected by a hooker. I mean, how does this happen?
That would happen.
Be a better person.
That's tough.
Clean living.
Speaking of being a better person, I think we're going to end this mess right at this moment because you can't get much higher than talking about hookers and heels.
Len
and
started.
On their face.
Oh, wait a minute.
She's an actress.
Say goodnight, boys.
Night, boys.
Goodnight.